There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it. Mm-hmm. Take us on the go. Listen to us all across the country.
Do it.
And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Home of the Caps, home of the Wizards, home of the Junkies.
That's right.
Brought to you by friends of Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Scheduled to join us momentarily is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps. I think he's going to be on because the Capitals PR account, they tweeted out that he was jumping on. So,
hey, maybe he got caught up in looking at Predators on film and he's just forgot. And
play Nashville. Play Nashville tonight.
I'm sure it's film. Video.
Nashville tonight. Through 12 games, they're 4-7-1. They've got 9 points.
Yeah, the Preds had a rough start. I believe they dropped their first five out of the gate. Not a good way to start.
And they've scored 29 goals in 12 games, as opposed to Washington, who scored 46 and 11.
I think they're the fourth worst at scoring goals per game, like 2.4 per. So kind of remind me of the Caps start from last season.
Right. So on paper, it looks like, all right, we should pound them a little bit, especially especially the way the Caps are scoring goals.
Let's hope that's the case.
But, you know, it's hockey. Who knows?
Add another W.
Get those 2 points. I can't believe the Winnipeg Pets are 12-1.
They are 12-1. I saw that
earlier today. I don't even know where Winnipeg is.
Winnipeg is not
somewhere in Canada.
It's not fully Western Canada, but it's towards the west.
But they must be legit. They're 12-1.
If you gave me a map of Canada, you give me a map of Canada with, let's say, 10 dots.
Okay. Yeah.
All over Canada.
Yeah.
And then you gave me the big cities that I've heard of: Vancouver, Montreal. Winnipeg. Name a few others. Toronto. I don't know if I'd get any right.
I think I'd get a few
Vancouver's
of them right.
Easy.
I'd definitely get Vancouver right.
No, I think Vancouver's way on the west.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, but what if there were multiple dots on the west?
That'd be tough.
Well, you got to make the bigger cities bigger dots.
You know where Toronto is.
Toronto's near Detroit.
Yeah.
Like that one's pretty easy.
But where's Montreal in relation?
Montreal is
closer to New York.
Right above New York.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
All right.
Like almost near. I don't know. Now we're getting in the deep end. Now we're getting confused.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see if we track down Coach Carberry.
I think we got him.
Okay, there he is. Coach Carberry. Capitals, of course, off to an 8-3 start. Coach Carberry presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAortho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. So, let's go back a few games. And I'm a little bit shocked at this. How did it take Willie over a decade to land the Gordie Howe hat trick, which he pulled off against Montreal on Halloween?
Is that goal assist fight?
Yes, goal assist fight. I would have thought he would have had at least one or two of those already, but he finally gets the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah, that was surprising to me, too. Especially with the way he's played and how many games he's played in the league. And what was pretty ironic was he said he had a chance for it in his first ever game.
Oh.
Did you ever have any of those during your playing days?
Yes, I had a few of those. Not in the NHL, but in the minors for sure.
Nice. You had some scraps. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Right. Hey, I want to also go back to the game against the Blue Jackets where you just throttled them. It's like they weren't even on the ice. And I liked your comments about Connor McMichael and Alexi Protas after the game, who are, by the way, third and fourth right now in scoring for the Capitals. When you were asked about them finishing their chances, your quote was, they're constantly attacking the net and around the net mouth. So instead of having to rely on beating an NHL goalie from the slot or off the rush with a shot, which is extremely difficult to do, they're scoring in and around the net, and they're constantly attacking the net. Is that like something that is innate with them, or is that something that's been coached into them by you and the staff? Talk about how they're scoring from closer in, which is obviously what you guys want.
Yeah, it's something that they've had to work on over the last couple of years, because what I find with both of them, especially last year, is they generate quite a few quality scoring chances. So they get a two-on-one, maybe they get a pass, they get a shot right in the slot on the goalie, okay? The reality is we all see those chances and go, wow, that was a really good scoring chance. The reality is the odds of that goal, like when a goalie, when you're right in the slot, you get a shot from there, that the odds of that going in are 9%, give or take. So so you need 10 of those shots to score once was what the numbers would tell you. So what I'm getting at is if you just rely on those quote-unquote slot shots and your shot off the rush or a two-on-one to score all your goals, you're going to need to generate a ton of quality scoring. You're going to need a couple hundred in a season, and that's difficult to do. So the way and what I think great goal scorers do is they score in that shot in the slot, like Obi does from the flank, like Steve Stamkos does, like Austin Matthews does. He beats a goalie clean with a great shot. But what the great goal scorers do, and what I think where Pro and Mikey are getting to, is if they get in and around the net and score a few rebounds, tips, deflections, one goes in off of Mikey's shaft the other day just because he went to the net and he stopped there, and all of a sudden the puck hits his hand and goes in the net and he gets a goal. So now all of a sudden you get 10 to 15 goals like that. Well, now you're a 30-goal scorer.
Yeah, that's great.
And so that's the point, is getting in and around the net. You're going to score more often because that's where goals are scored and pucks get there, and next thing you know, you've got a few where you don't have to rely on just strictly beating a goalie, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, did you kind of feel like the Caps and Columbus were the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other over the weekend? Because you got to host Columbus in the second game where they played two games in less than 24 hours. They were coming off a loss to the Jets, who were red hot. Then they had to come to Cap 1. You guys just give them the business. You're up 5-0 after one period. But then in the back of your head, were you thinking like, hold on a minute, we're going to be in this exact same situation because we have to be in Raleigh the next night to face the Hurricanes, who are going to be well-rested. Is that something that you were thinking about with the quick turnaround that Columbus had, and then you knew you had it coming too?
Yeah, but I try to downplay the back-to-backs as much as possible because I really do think the more you play it up and the more it gets in your head, the more it actually affects when – if you can just figure out a way to crank it up for – 2 hours the next day, we should be able to perform in those, even against a rested team. I'm not saying it's nothing. It is difficult circumstances, but it's not insurmountable. And that's where I think the league has gone, and the players especially, they're rested and we're on a back-to-back. Oh, this is going to be impossible. Where it's not. It's a mental thing that you have to get over, and we have to do a better job as we prepare, because we got whatever it is, maybe 7 more back-to-backs against rested teams this year. Is you have to find a way to work through those games and be able to perform. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, I looked last night, who was on a tough back-to-back? LA played in Nashville, and then they I can't remember where they went, maybe Minnesota, and they showed up and they won 5-1 in Minnesota, held them to hardly anything. And like, so we just have to be careful as coaches and as a team, is saying, using it we're already done before we even show up in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry, the Capitals, who are off to an 8-3 start, 6-1 at home. So your PR staff does a really good job of letting fans get a look, sneak peek inside the locker room after you guys win, right? You give out pucks, you say some motivating words, it looks good. I never really see that after a loss. What happens after a night like the Carolina night? What does Coach Carberry do post-game? You lose the 4-2 game. Ovi scores on a power play. What's the inside look there?
I'll give you a little. So they do an excellent job of editing, even when we win, of cutting. Because some of it is you're discussing with the group things that went on in the game and how we played and how we worked through things, good and bad. So they do a good job of just, okay, let's just focus on the positives and put those out to the world, which is good. Like, I think it's important to acknowledge individual performance in a team game and make sure that you highlight those in front of the group. And I've always believed that that's important in a team game where everything is about doing everything you possibly can to sacrifice for the team. Now, in a loss, I've always had, and this dates back to when I first started coaching, because I can tend to be run a little hot, emotional after games, especially when things don't go your way. And so I've always had a policy that unless extreme circumstances, like the odd time I'll go in just to maybe we play a good game and we lose. And it's important that the guys hear that from me, that our process was great. Didn't go our way tonight, but stay with it. Or sometimes they need a real kick in the butt of like, that's unacceptable. But for the most part, 95% of the time, I will have a cooling off period so that I can digest the game. Because what I always, and I go back to my playing days of, it always bothered me when you're fired up as a coach, or you had a coach that would come in and just because you lost would, you know, throw out some things that maybe you're going to regret the next day of like, I was a little hot there. I shouldn't have said that about Jimmy, about our team, about our game. So I've always thought, okay, digest the game, go back through the film, because it's not always what you think it was in that moment. Does that, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes the emotions get the best of you. And then when you sit back and you watch the game, you're like, wow, it actually wasn't that bad. Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't go in there and lose my cool and say some things I would have regretted.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Coach, I remember goofing on Dylan Strome early last season. He was a weekly guest on the show last year because most of his points were from goals and not assists. So last year he started with 7 goals and just 1 assist to start the season. He's completely flipped that narrative this year. He's got 4 goals and 13 assists, just 3 off the league lead for helpers. Are you seeing some shades of Nick Backstrom there, who assisted on so many of Ovi's goals, and the way Stromer has gotten out of the gates this year playing on that line?
I think it's the difference this year is always as heated up early. And so Stromer's very, very intelligent and knows, he's really in tune with game, how guys are playing, who's running hot, what's going on in the opposition. Like he's a student of the game, I would call him. Like he knows everything in the league and everything that's going on a nightly basis in shifts. I can ask him about something. He's like, yep, I remember that moment. I know exactly where, like he's one of those type of players. And so I think when he feels like, oh, pucks are going in for him and he's getting to good spots and he's, what he does is he tries to make a point of, okay, I got to get this guy the puck as much as I can in good spots without forcing it and being reckless. And so I think that's what he's done a really good job of, recognizing that O needs the puck right now because he's rolling and pucks are going in for him. So he's trying to do that as much as he can. You saw the one the other night was a great example of it. The entry and he passes it all the way across, and this is a 5-on-5 goal, passes right across the zone, and Ovi one times it in the net 5-on-5. Like, that's a good example of Stromer knows he gets across the offensive blue line and he's looking for O, and he sees him way over there where, you know, you might say, well, it's not a real high percent. No, get him the puck because pucks are going in for him right now.
Coach Carbs, did it bring a slight tear to your eye when you saw, you obviously knew this happened when Ovi, I guess, had a private film study with both Stromer and Pro, and I guess they broke down the Vegas game. And yeah. Ovi brought those guys in, I guess, talked about how they could improve as a line. And since then, Their line ranks tied for third in the NHL in goals for percentage. They've outscored their opposition 10-3 with them on the ice. And they're 6.4 goals for per 60 minutes. Tops in the league.
Coach Ovi.
Look at Coach Ovi. You have to be super proud. It's like he's like your kid. He's like your protege now.
Yeah, it was you appreciate things like that. It does make you sit back and smile because you his leadership and not just sitting back and trying to be proactive to help the team and help his line and help his line mates. You have so much time for that as a coach, and it makes such a difference when, we can bring them in and do film and do line meetings, but it's so much more powerful when it comes from your teammates and when the players are driving that. And that is huge to have and very fortunate for me as a coach to have leadership like that of guys that are willing to do that and trying to find any possible angle to try to help the team win or help the line perform better. And that's exactly like he just grabbed. I want you coaches, can you guys grab us our shifts, please? And I want to go through them with our line mates. And just a really good example of our captain being an exceptional leader.
All right, before we let you go, Coach, Nashville tonight at home. I know you tell us every week it's the NHL. Anybody can beat anybody, but Nashville is tied for the fewest amount of points with the Flyers with 9. They've only scored 29 goals in 12 games. So tell me about Nashville, how you're preparing for them. What are their strengths and weaknesses? Talk to me about Nashville.
Nashville, one of the most interesting stories in the NHL right now, and a team that has struggled out of the gate. But what happened in the summer is they signed some really high-end free agents on July 1st. Steve Stamkos from Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. Jonathan Marchessault from the Vegas Golden Knights, who had been there since their inception, Brady Shea from the Carolina Hurricanes. So there was a lot of expectations, hype about Nashville being potentially a Stanley Cup, real true contender, people picking them. And so they've struggled out of the gate to sort of find continuity as a group, it sounds like, and from watching a little bit. And so these are tricky games because they haven't performed, I think, to the level that they're capable of yet. And mm-hmm. You need to make sure that we're not the team that gets them going, because they got a lot of high-end veteran, too, like quality players that have been in the league a long time and won a lot of games and won Stanley Cups. So you need to make sure that we're on point tonight and not the team that sort of gets them rolling. And we make it really, really difficult on them to gain any momentum in their season.
Hey, Coach, don't be their get-right game.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Exactly.
Coach Carbs, we are officially on sweater watch tonight. We know the Caps are breaking out the black Skriegel jersey that Ovi clearly loves. When he wore that jersey in the 22-23 season, he only scored 11 goals in 7 games. So I might lobby to the league. Like, this is our full-time home jersey. I know Rock the Red's a big thing, but we know Ovi loves the black Skriegel.
I'm going black suit tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
All right, Coach.
Go.
Always fun talking to you. Keep it going.
Okay, appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
Yep, you too.
It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit cfaortho.com. Repeating ourselves, but we've had Capitals coaches on for years.
Yes, we have.
And I think we've liked them all.
We have liked them all. This is true.
But I think they progressively have gotten better.
Love them all.
I agree.
I liked
Todd.
Liked Reardon.
But Todd didn't have the personality that Carbs has.
That's true.
I think we've got a better connection with Carbs.
I liked Lavi.
I thought Lavi was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
We always talked about going to Beer Can Alley.
We did.
We never went.
Never, ever went. But Carbs.
Look, but you know what?
Carbs.
And the team is...
The team looks good.
Looks good.
Balling.
Looks good right now.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to get back into the Commanders. They made a massive move yesterday, trading for Marshawn Lattimore. We will hit the Skins next here on the Junkies.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Pack Junkie Show today. Scott Pioli, who used to be a GM in the league, now he's an NFL Network analyst. He's going to be joining us at 7:40.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Giants-Panthers game airs on the NFL Network at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday from Munich. So you've got early game action on Sunday.
I think that's a horrible game, but I'm an NFL addict.
Right.
And I will watch.
You're there for it.
I will consume the product.
Hold on, Panther. Yeah,
Panthers, Giants.
I've got neighbors on a team.
It's a dreadful game.
I've got neighbors on a team.
Yeah.
I've got Chuba on a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Who else do I have? I think that's it. So, yeah, I'm going to watch.
Sure.
Hope it's a high-scoring game.
So, we got Scott Pioli joining us at 7:40. Sean Springs played corner in the league for Washington, friend of the show. He'll jump on at 9:20, give us his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mike Locksley, Terps head football coach, joins us at 9:45. But time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. EB, I know you lead this, but Drabby told me we've got audio of Dan Orlovsky. Do you want to lead off with the Orlovsky audio on the trade?
Sure. Love to hear it.
How big is this for Washington, bigger picture for their championship hopes?
Beat Philadelphia. Beat the Rams. Beat the 49ers. Beat those teams, Atlanta Falcons, that you're going to have to either win your division or go on in the playoffs. 100 days ago, think about that. 100 days ago, no one, even in their building, knew what this team was going to be. Had no expectations.
Yeah.
And now, within the course of 3 months, they're making a trade, sitting there going, we're legit. We can win our division, and we can go into the playoffs and make a run. You don't make this move if you're Washington and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn unless you sit there and go, all right, we got a chance to win our division. We're good enough offensively. Okay, what do we have to do? Well, we're going to have to cover. Okay, Philadelphia's got two really good receivers. Got to do that. Detroit, two really good receivers. Okay, we got to lock them down. Los Angeles, two really good. Atlanta, all right, we got to get a cover corner. And that's exactly what this is. You don't make this move unless you legitimately think that you can make a deep playoff run.
It's hard to argue with that logic.
That's what we said. Yeah. To open the show, that's what we talked about.
I thought a move would be more on the margins. I didn't think it would be such a big get. But, you know, you have to keep it in perspective. First of all, let's go through, again, the compensation. They traded a 2025 third-rounder and fourth-rounder and also gave up a 2025 six-round pick they had previously acquired in the trade for John Ridgeway. They also got back a fifth-round pick. So when it all shakes out, when it's all said and done, I believe they have picks in every round but the fourth,
correct,
and they have 2 sevenths. So, I mean...
You described it, the Cakes mentioned earlier, in a more simplistic version, they traded away Jahan Dotson, John Ridgeway, and a fourth-round pick for Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lattimore
has... That's a steal.
He has had some soft tissue injuries. The Saints even talked about it. I think their GM was talking about it afterwards. It, you know, has reduced some of his availability. Do you have his game log, Cakes?
Like
the last couple years?
Sure.
And again, he's nursing currently, allegedly, a soft tissue injury with a hamstring. Mickey Loomis said he's a fantastic player. He's a good teammate. I got nothing but good things to say about Marshawn. Unfortunately, the last couple years, he's had some soft tissue injuries and a couple other injuries to deal with. But he still is, I believe, one of the better corners in our league. I believe he's 28 years old. I looked that up yesterday.
He's 28, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the former number 11 pick, he's a stud. Four-time Pro Bowler. I looked at kind of his history. He does have a gun charge on him. I don't know the type of guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was also, because you do wonder about chemistry in the locker room, because this team has something special. Yesterday we were talking about that brotherhood, and I think that Dan Quinn will make it work.
He was in the same recruiting class with Terry McLaurin at Ohio State, so there's some connections there.
Nice.
I think he won a national championship maybe his freshman year or sophomore year there. It looks like he played... he's played about 8 or 9 games this year. I don't know how many, you know, if he was a full-time participant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was
How many did he play last year?
Last year he missed, looks like he missed the last 7 games.
All right.
So last year, clearly an injury. And then this year, it looks, I mean, based on the game logs, he's played in most of them besides last week.
Right. All right. So hopefully he's not out long-term and get him back soon. Hopefully, as Cake said... It's kind of a phantom injury, but we'll see. So
I don't love that if it is a phantom injury in terms of the type of guy you're bringing
character,
in.
Character, yeah. Could be an issue, but at the end of the day, your play on the field is speaks the loudest.
He was inactive. I'm sorry. He was inactive this year. He didn't play last week against Carolina, which they lost. And then he didn't play in the Cowboy game in week 2.
Okay, so 2 games he's completely.
So he's played 1, 2, 3, 4, what about 7 games?
Right.
Our friend Chris Russell at WrestleMania621 tweeted this yesterday. He got this from PFF. Lattimore has only allowed 83 yards on 8 catches this year on 14 targets.
That's
and
crazy.
No touchdowns.
Crazy.
So let's just assume if he's healthy, it's a great move. He's one of the best at his position. If he's healthy, let's hope that hamstring thing is not legitimate.
And I mentioned the PFF nuggets earlier on the show, but it bears repeating. According to PFF, he hasn't allowed a touchdown in single coverage since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And his open target rate, so guys getting open on him, is 35%, which is 5th best amongst all corners.
So he's still got
it. He seems like he's got a very healthy amount of swagger and bravado that he's going to bring. Like, if he gets beat on a play, I think he's not going to be one of these guys that just retreats.
No, yeah, no, this guy's a pro.
Like,
he
sulks
gets it.
About it.
No,
like,
no,
yeah.
No, no, no.
He's going to go out there and battle.
No. And this is a team that has, what, 2 interceptions this year?
I think 3, but I could be wrong.
Not a lot of takeaways,
one
but they're also
Forbes,
not giving it away.
One from Dante Fowler against Dalton.
Okay, and then 1 Sandstrom.
Yeah.
So maybe 3.
So 3.
All right, so Yardbarker did a little winners and losers analysis of the trade deadline, and of course,
I barely
the Commanders
knew they still existed. Yardbarker's still
a thing.
I kind of used to like them.
Good for them.
I saw a link. I went to it. They have the Commanders as the number one, the biggest winner, of course, for all the reasons that we talked about. And now here's a good little nugget. You know, it's hard to sort of fathom at this point, but last year, they allowed the most passing yards and touchdowns in the league. Their defense has improved so much this year through 9 games, even though we know it's an issue, especially on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But against the pass, even though they just picked up Lattimore, they're allowing 202 passing yards per game. That's 11th fewest in the NFL.
Yeah, they're tough.
That number should go down.
And that should go down with the addition of Lattimore. Now, of course, obviously, the addition of Lattimore helps them in terms of St. Juice now can maybe move to the number two. They can play Sanistrel inside in the slot where they had always anticipated.
Can bring a safety up more often.
Right.
To stop the run. I mean,
do you guys remember, you clearly remember, how embarrassing it was to try to watch Forbes try to cover A.J. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's on just multiple wasn't occasions a thing. Last year? It was, yeah. It was embarrassing.
Right.
And it was also, like, borderline shameful that the coaches would put him in that sort of position. Right. Now you don't have to worry about that any longer. Just
they're well, saying
what a paradigm shift it's been for this entire organization.
They're saying the Cowboys were losers.
Well, they overpaid for Jonathan Mingo and dealt a fourth round pick for him.
Right.
A guy who's like a fringe player.
They wanted to be buyers and they just barely got anything done.
Yeah.
The Steelers are considered a winner's cakes. We talked about them a little bit earlier. They got Mike Williams, the receiver from the Jets, and they got Preston Smith, the former skin pass rusher.
So I was looking at both of those guys. They're both up in years. Mm-hmm. Preston Smith, I believe, is 31. Only has 2.5 sacks so far this season. And Mike Williams, his best year like in recent times is 2021. You got to go back. I mean, even last year. So this year, I mean, Aaron Rodgers called him out in the one game.
Right.
He only had 12 catches, no touchdowns. But last year when he was with the Chargers, he only had 19 catches for less than 300 yards and had one touchdown.
And
so he's passed.
He's had a hard time staying healthy and staying on the field.
Yeah.
Now, you earlier mentioned PFF. I don't think we've gone through this. I always like to kind of do this midweek. The PFF grades are out for last week. Who do you think, Cakes, was the highest-rated offensive player?
Highest-rated offensive player for the Commanders against the Giants. I mean, Jaden has to get consideration. I might give the nod to Chris Rodriguez.
I'll give it to Jaden.
He was so good and effective in the 11 carries that
he
had.
Is it someone that we wouldn't expect?
It's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
88.2. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez is in the top seven. He's seventh. Noah Brown, 79 rating. Austin Eckler. Brandon Coleman rated very high. Diami's making plays. He's not getting a ton of snaps. But he seems to be making a play every couple of weeks or so. And Oz is making plays.
Nice. Yep. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a former GM in the league now at the NFL Network, Scott Pioli, get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal.
Hey, friends, looking to upgrade your office game? I've got the answer for you. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com. Because business grows with PVI.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. All across the country on the free Odyssey app in Richmond. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Going to get back into the Marshawn Lattimore deal and more with Scott Pioli, former NFL exec. Now he's with the NFL Network. They've got the Giants-Panthers game on Sunday at 9:30 on NFL Network from Munich. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Well. People here in D.C. fired up, number one, because of Jaden Daniels. Number two, 7-2 start, first time since 1996. And now they add Marshawn Lattimore. What was your take on that move?
Yeah, I figured it would be a move that Adam and DQ were trying to make because it's one of the few spots on their team where they could find an upgrade that was available or improvement for their football team. So, I was most surprised with the impact that it was going to have on the salary cap of the Saints, right? It almost looked like a contract and a circumstance and a situation that was not going to be able to be done, you know, from the Saints standpoint. But they did it. You know, they moved on from their head coach. They made a lot of change, but a lot of things, they're going to be living with the Saints for a long time. But if you're a Commanders fan, who cares? We got our guy. We're better. And he's going to help improve that football team. And, spending the time with Dan Quinn like I did, Lattimore fits right into what he wants, the way he wants things done, what he wants done. And DQ also has there's certain veteran players that he wants and he wants to have around for a multitude of reasons. The big one being that they will carry his message. Even if it's a player that maybe hasn't been with him, they're ready to help him lead the team.
When you look at this Commanders team in the NFC, they're the number two seed right now. How do you see them? I mean, the Lions look like they're the best team, but where do you stack the Commanders?
You know, I'm not good at that. Forgive me, but I don't get into those kind of things, because the way it is today on November 6th isn't going to be how it's in a month from now, and then even the last week in December, and then even into the playoffs. And to stack teams, right? I think they're a good football team that appears to be good and also getting better. So to me, there's teams that are at the top right now, and we see this every year. I'm not trying to avoid the question. I just know that I've seen it way too many times in the NFL. Where teams are in September, where they are in October, November, those things don't necessarily matter, other than where they get stacked in terms of home field advantage and stuff. So the bottom line, here's what I think. I think the Commanders are a good football team that are getting better, and everyone should be encouraged.
Scott, some Commanders fans say, it's a very small percentage. They say, we gave up too much for a guy. But I don't think that's true, because even though they gave up a third and a fourth, they're not getting a rental. It's not like he's a free agent at the end of the year. His contract goes through 26. So you're getting...
Correct.
So it's kind of part of this building block that Adam Peters is trying to establish. And just talk specifically about Lattimore and why he's so good at what he does.
Well, first to address the first part, there's short-term deals, there's long-term deals, but people very often won't talk about the transitional deals that need to last a few years, like you're saying. So they've got him through 26. He's going to be a part of their football team. He's going to be a part of their culture for the next couple of years. He's still at an age where they can get a number of very good years out of him, I think. So to me, this is a smart move. I don't think that they gave up too much. And Adam Peters, I'll say this, Adam started off as an entry-level department. And one of the things about our culture that he understood was building for the now and building for the future, right? This isn't just Dan Quinn. This isn't just Adam Peters. This is a collaboration. And they have a lot of aligned and shared ideas. And I think... to go back to the question where, we asked, why is he good? We just started. He's 28. He's a really good football player. He's played in games. He's played in big games. And he's got tools. He's got talent. But he also plays in a style. Right? Dan Quinn always talks about a style of play. We've seen Marshawn, aside from his talent and how good he can play, he likes to play aggressive. He likes to push the envelope. He sometimes gets a little chippy. That's part of the personality and attitude that Dan Quinn wants. That's why he's important to this football team and really going to help them. Dan Quinn likes to play fast and furious, and that's what Lattimore does, and that's going to just, again, accentuate and show his locker room, these are the type of players that we are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Scott Pioli, NFL Network analyst. Giants-Panthers airs Sunday at 9:30 Eastern on NFL Network from Munich. So right before Halloween, you tweeted, Jaden Daniels is showing the NFL what he's capable of, but to the folks at LSU football, it's not surprising. I'm really impressed by the fact that he just doesn't turn the ball over, and his poise is just... he's just wise beyond his years. Like, he seems unflappable when he's out on the field. Talk to us about what you've seen from Jaden and what you gleaned from the people there when you visited LSU.
Yeah, well, first go back a couple of years, and I know some fans have heard this story. I don't get tired of telling it, but I worked for Brian Kelly as a consultant in the LSU football program the last couple of years. So the 2 years that Jaden was there, and he was a player that Brian wanted me to spend time with right out of the gate. So I got to know him, and I'll just say this, for those who don't know him, what you see in terms of his humility, in terms of his faith, in terms of his thoughtfulness and intelligence, it's all real. It's 100% real. And there was a day I was down there at LSU, and I had to do my normal Tuesday morning, good morning football hit. I was in central time, so I had to be in there really early. I had to set up my whole deal. And I got in a little bit after 5 o'clock local time, so still 6 o'clock my time. And as I'm setting up, I get done setting up the team room where I'm going to do my hit from, and I walk out in the hallway, and here comes Jaden out of one of the positional meeting rooms with two guys that I know aren't coaches. And he goes, "Hey, Kelly, what's up?" I said, "Hey, Jaden, what's going on?" And I see he has these virtual reality goggles,
mm-hmm.
and I look at him. I said, "Oh, you're doing that virtual reality stuff?" Kind of,
kind of in a wise guy way. I said, come on, man. And the two guys take off, and they head off in their direction. I said, what did you really learn today? And I'll never forget, his eyes got, I don't know if you've seen him, you ask him a question where he gets excited, his eyes get really big. He said, you know what? I've never been to Starkville. He said, but this morning I sat there and I did all the virtual reality stuff in Starkville, Mississippi, Mississippi State. I know what the cowbells sound like. I know where the play clocks are. I know how deep the sideline is. I know how deep the sideline is in the corner. He had the entire stadium mapped out, and he had never been there yet. And people say, well, what does that mean? That tells you that here's a guy that does everything he can do to prepare for circumstances and situations. And as we know in this game, so many situations dictate who wins the game and how you perform in situations under duress. I think part of the reason he looks unflappable is because he's done all the work. He is prepared. He is as good a person in terms of preparation that I've ever been around. But here's the other thing he did. Malik Nabers didn't have the work habits that he has now. Hmm. You know, Brian Thomas didn't have it. He started bringing people along with him, and not by pulling them along. They just wanted to be like Jaden. And I think he's doing that down there. You know, I've talked to Cliff Kingsbury, and Cliff says this guy's – you know, the hours that he wants to be in the office are crazy. So I just think that preparation is so important. You know, I was around a guy who I knew had impeccable preparation, Tom Brady, and, you know, I know what Peyton Manning's preparation was like. This guy has it to that level.
Scott, last question. We know you got to run and catch a flight, but
those are pretty big comps. By the way.
I like them.
Scott,
Well, I'm not going to. I'm saying his preparation's like it. That doesn't mean his career's going to end up like it.
He's
putting himself in a place to perform like that. I'm always careful about comparing players. What I'm doing is I'm comparing their work ethic. And those things.
I'm just hyping it up. I just like what I heard, so I'm making it sound bigger than it is.
Hey, Scott, real quick, just kind of bypassing the Steelers game, and I know the Commanders coaching staff isn't overlooking the Steelers, but just looking forward to next Thursday when the Commanders play in Philly. Now that Lattimore's there, I kind of think that's one move that they made because they know they got to play Philly twice, maybe even three times, who knows. But just talk about the matchup that you see Washington and Philly now that Lattimore's there.
Yeah, I think it's good. It helps their chances. Whatever their chances were going to be, I think they got better with the addition of Lattimore. But it's not just the Eagles, right? Yeah, they got to play the Eagles twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got the Cowboys twice. And you never know what you're going to get out of the Cowboys, right? They're one of those teams, they can show up one week and then be nothing the next week. You just don't know. So they've got a number of games on, and they're preparing for, you know, let's hope for you all, January football. So it's a move for now, but it's a move for the future.
Mm-hmm. Scott, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we'll be looking forward to watching Giants-Panthers early football. I love 9:30 kicks from overseas.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. Anytime, I appreciate being on with you. And yeah. I can't say how much I support DQ, Adam Peters, Cliff, the whole crew there. There's so many people that I have so much respect for. It's good to see the Commanders playing good, solid, dependable football.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
All right. Have a good flight, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
First class.
First class.
What do you mean?
You think he flies with peasants?
Didn't you say he was flying to Munich? Is that where he's going?
I don't know if he's flying to Munich or not. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Scott Pioli will never fly with the steerage ever again.
He doesn't know what
he's going.
He doesn't know what lining up in a Southwest queue even is. Like, if you asked him what that
queue,
he would walk by that in an airport like, what are those people doing? What is that scrum over there? What are those towers
with the numbers
on them? He just can't relate.
You got to love to hear that about your guy, JD5, that he's up there in terms of preparation with Tom Brady
and Peyton
Manning. And the fact that it's working on guys like Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, like making them look at him and say, well, I need to prepare like him.
I'm just speaking off the top of my head here, so you can mock me and everything else. So I'm gonna attempt to get over my skis here for a second, on purpose. So he just compared Jaden's work ethic, right?
Mm-hmm.
To Manning, two of the greatest Brady of all time, and Brady and Peyton.
Who were known for work ethic.
How about athleticism? His pure athleticism and skill and toolbox.
100 times better.
It's probably better than both those guys. His total toolbox.
Because of his athleticism. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't have all the Super Bowls and, you know, he doesn't have any of the accomplishments yet.
He's just starting out.
The work ethic is eerily similar to those guys. And his talent, as I would argue, greater than those guys. Those guys just maximize their talents, right?
I mean, Tom Brady was a six-round
pick. With the hard work and everything they put into it and everything. But no one would compare them athletically to Jaden. I mean, that's actually
bigger.
Laughable.
They're bigger.
Okay, a little bit bigger, a little sturdier. Even Tom, who was a scrawny.
Tom was skinny, but
he
tall.
He was scrawny.
And they were just brilliant minds of the game.
Brilliant minds.
They could see the game
looks like this
different than other quarterbacks could.
He's got the brilliant mind, too, it looks like.
Can't argue with it.
Dude, we might really have something over here.
He's just trying to force us to say something that he wants to hear.
I'm just getting excited.
He's been excellent. It's undeniable that he's been excellent so far.
He compared him off the field and just sort of preparation-wise, and we've said it before, at least I've made a point of saying it. The GOATs, the greatest of all time, they outwork everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that outwork everybody mode. And he also happens to have unreal talent.
He's off to a great start.
Now,
no doubt.
Pioli didn't want to stack the team, but they're the 2 seed in the NFC right now.
What do you mean stack the team?
I asked him where does he think they fit in the NFC picture. He went to the old, the team in October is different than November is different than December.
You mean rank the team?
Yes. But they trade for Marshawn Lattimore. They're 7-2. When we come back, we're going to tackle, has their Super Bowl window opened? Is it open right now? 800-636-1067.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.